Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Friday, October 31st, from 2 to 5 at the Phoenix Center. A private family burial with military gravesite rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to St. John's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services is assisting the family with their arrangements. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel, died Thursday at home of natural causes. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday, November 1st, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday, November 1st, from 9 to noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Rescue Squad and the Boscobel Fire Department are appreciated. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel. Lucille M. Wankerl, 93, of Plain, died October 12th at Maplewood Memory Care in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held Thursday, November 6th at 11 at St. Luke Church in Plain with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday, November 6th from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke Church or St. Luke School. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Lucille M. Wankerl, 93, of Plain.